No, I think they'll let that go down the drain, the hog's blood. But I'll tell you what I have heard of.
What's that?
Taking soda crackers and making hamburgers out of beef blood.
Really?
Really.
When did people do that? That sounds like something they do nowadays.
It could be done now. And they could buy that blood. They bought it from the packer. You take down there on Beaver Street, Jacksonville. Now a fella told me this at the hospital. He was a patient, and he was on the TB ward. And he told me that this fella down there he used to help him. And he said all the kids in Jacksonville would swear them was the best hamburgers that they'd ever eat. And at that time there wasn't no law against it. That he'd buy soda crackers by the box, them big boxes. And he'd buy this frozen beef blood. And they'd get back there and mix these soda crackers, crush them, and pour that blood in them, put them in the frying pan and fry them real thin. And he said, man, them youngins went crazy over them beef burgers.
The kids thought they were buying regular hamburgers.
Sure, they thought they were buying regular hamburgers.
Did that guy go to jail? Like
no. He ran it until he died.
Can't you get some diseases from
yes, but now back that time, you can't do that now, but back that time, it was pure beef blood. And he was selling it was hamburgers. And you know yourself, you can take regular hamburger meat and mix a few soda crackers in some of it, and it really helps the taste. I don't know whether you've ever tried it or not.
Yeah, use that in meatloaf.
But now I'll tell you what you need in your hamburger. You don't get no hamburger in Lake City. You get beef burger. If you want a hamburger, you've got to put some pork in it. You've got to add a third pork to make that a hamburger. Some kind of lean pork. It don't matter where it comes off of the ham or the shoulder. But you've got to put a third pork and mix it up with that hamburger meat.
Yeah.
And then put it in your frying pan if you want something good. It just flavors it and it cooks better and everything else. When we kill a hog here, or buy a beef, a quarter of beef, we always have a third pork meat put with our hamburger meat. And it fries better. And it cooks better, and it tasted better.
I never heard of that.
Now, if you don't believe it, when you get married and settle down, you mix it, or when you go at the store to buy some, you get your 3 pounds or 2.5 pounds of hamburger, 2¾, and about 1/2 pound of pork meat, and have it ground. When you get home, mix it. There was a feller, Koski, that used to run a little hamburger out there, you know where that fruit stand is out on East Duval? He built that parts place. That used to be a restaurant. You didn't know that. And there used to be a coal storage right there on the left. He used to sell hamburgers when I was a boy for a dime. I mean when I was 17, 18 years old, for a dime. The Magnolia charged 15 cents. And him and his wife run that place. And when he told me, I asked him how he made them hamburgers so good. And he told me, he says, I put 1/3 pork from a beef. And he said, pork back then was cheap. And he says, that's the reason I could sell a hamburger for a dime when the rest of them was getting 15 and 20 cents. And he said, when they went to 25, I went up to 15. And when his girl graduated from high school, he built that big place across there. And they started in the restaurant business. And he lost about everything he'd made out of that little business.